Dirt. America Online.com. Thanks for downloading this edition from the driver's seat on DirtAmericaOnline.com.
On this edition of From the Driver's Seat, we talk to the Cat Daddy, Georgia's Clint Smith.
We like to run through a season with 10 good wins. That's a good year.
At the time that this edition of From the Driver's Seat was put together, Smith had amassed 4 wins on the World of Outlaw Late Model Tour, as well as 8 top fives and 14 top tens. Smith has also collected 5 other victories outside of the World of Outlaws, giving him 9 on the year. So he's pretty close to that 10 mark. We'll see if it's a good season or a bad season coming up on this edition of From the Driver's Seat.
You're listening to DirtAmericaOnline.com's From the Driver's Seat. We'll have more in a moment. RaceRPM.com. Dirt Track Radio.
Dirt Track Radio.
It doesn't replace being there. But it's the next best thing. Live from Deer Creek Speedway, it's the WDRL and USMTS.
Saturday, September 2nd.
It's a double bill featuring the WDRL and the USMTS. And RaceRPM.com will have the exclusive Dirt Track Radio webcast. And it's only on RaceRPM.com.
Dirt Track Radio.
And we're back to From the Driver's Seat on DirtAmericaOnline.com.
According to Clint Smith, racing just seems like what I was meant to do. His love for dirt track racing started with his father, Roscoe Smith. At the age of 2 weeks old, Roscoe took the soon-to-be second-generation driver to his first race. Not that he remembers it or anything, but that started that love for dirt. At age 15, he was in the car. A year later, he was grabbing his first victory. Along the way, over 125 wins for Clint Smith. He's a 4-time Southern All-Star Series champion and the 1993 Have a Tampa Racing Series champion. As of late, Smith has joined the Dirty Dozen on the World of Outlaw Late Models Tour. It's been an up-and-down year for Smith, but he says as the teams go into what we like to call the month of money, September, getting kicked off with that World 100, Smith says things aren't too bad.
It ain't quite as good as last year. Last year we had a stellar year for us. This year has been one of the better years for us still, though. We're up over the 100,000 mark and for the year. There's a few drivers that's a lot better than that, but we're satisfied. We just had a few fallouts here in the last month or so we're trying to overcome. Our race car's been real fast all year. That ain't really been our problem. It's just been mishaps and part failures we can't have no control over.
The Cat Daddy says it's cut and dry on what they use to determine good season versus bad season.
Wins and money won. We like to run through a season with 10 good wins. That's a good year. And you need to win over $200,000 in a year. If you don't, you probably ain't paying bills.
$200,000? Now, that seems like a big number. But Smith says when you break it down, it's not all that bad.
We run 100 shows a year, so no, it's just 2,000 a race. So it ain't as big as you think. But we couldn't do it without all the help we got, you know, with motors and shocks and cars, just everything. Everybody helps us. We couldn't run that many shows and be profitable. We're just winning that amount of money. So, because it costs you $2,000 to race any race. You set your goals to win a $500,000, but that's a few people like Blomqvist has done that. And I think Dan McDowell won 1 year, so they both had good years. And Eckert had a good year and won about that much. So that's the big numbers. But my style, my level team, we try to run, you know, anywhere from the $250,000 to $300,000 range. That's a good amount to get into.
Some of that help Smith talked about comes in the form of sponsorship. JP Drilling, CSR, GRT Race Cars, Race Tech, Integra Racing Shocks are just some of the names on the side of the 40. One of the crucial parts of this game is the mind game. We talked to Clint Smith about when the drivers are in staging or in driver introductions. What goes through his mind?
When you get up like driver introduction, we walk around and look at everybody else's tire choices, and if they are like half the field's different from you, then you figure you done made the wrong tire choice. So last night we looked at Moyer, for instance. He had a lot harder tire than everybody else in the field, and it showed in the feature he wasn't that good, but he probably knew when he walked around the driver induction that he had made the wrong tire choice. Or he might have been just trying to do a gamble that would come from the rear. But we knew we had about the same tires as 90% of the cars, so we knew we was pretty good on tire choice. So that's what we based ourselves on, and that's the biggest questionable thing when you roll out when you're at first race is what kind of tire choice you made.
To learn more about Clint Smith, log on to his website at clintsmith.com. We'd like to thank Clint Smith for taking a little time and joining us here on DirtAmericaOnline.com.
Thanks for downloading this edition from the driver's seat on DirtAmericaOnline.com. Driver interviews and more.
DirtAmericaOnline.com.